Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0-for-1 in the game. Regan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Brown and Boros drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 5-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. Bruton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Boros reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Phil Regan. Bob Allen now pitching. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Vic Wirtz. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Jones now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 6, Indians, 6. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood pinch hits for Sam Jones. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boros scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Francona reaches second base with a double. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Aguirre, held moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.